This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The latest on the Falcons injury update coming up in less than 15 minutes. Stay there, and also we'll give you our thoughts on what the Falcons need to do on Sunday to get this dub against the Bucs. Steve Kuenen joins us as he does each and every Friday. We do it throughout the year, guys. I know some people are like, hey, Steve Kuenen's cool. He comes on even when it's not basketball season. Yes, because he has a plethora of knowledge, and we love talking to him about a variety of things. Steve, how are you today, man? What's going on?
I wasn't doing very well till I heard the word plethora, and now I'm having the greatest day ever.
Well, you do. You have a lot of things in that noggin of yours that you've experienced over the years, and we'd love for you to share that stuff. First things first, as you know, we talk about all these different stories. This NBA story, and again, don't know what you can and can't say, but we have to ask, so we will. With Steve Ballmer and the Clippers and the idea that there was some kind of behind-the-scenes payment to Kawhi Leonard, again, this is a story that's being reported by Pablo Torre. In his podcast. Now there are, you know, people refuting this, including obviously Steve Ballmer, who says, I hope the NBA is fair with me in this whole process. What do you know, or what can you say about this crazy story that's out there right now?
Well, I don't know anything, and I'm glad the NBA is investigating. This is kind of the line of death in the NBA. It's if you're circumventing the salary cap to attract talent. And, you know, I'm sure there's two sides to the story. I was very surprised to see Steve go on ESPN Sports Center last night with Ramona Shelbourne. Really, really surprised, but he obviously is passionate about getting his story out. And, you know, I think everybody needs to just wait and see what comes out of it. It's a pretty bizarre story. Loses $50 million, $28 million endorsement deal. The whole thing's kind of goofy, but I don't know anything, but I do know that everybody counts on the ethics of every team and every team owner, which make the NBA work together. We compete on the court, but we're business partners off the court. So I think he deserves, you know, that everybody hold their point of view until the NBA is done investigating. And the NBA, I can assure you, does a very good job of investigating.
And I always joke with you about, you know, when networks like ESPN get big contracts with the NBA, and is there a conflict of interest? Because all of a sudden Pablo Torre is freaking Mike Wallace breaking these stories, and he's got a paper trail. And it, again, two sides to every story. It was interesting to see Mark Cuban, like, immediately come to Ballmer's defense. So, again, we'll see where it goes. But there was a precedent set with Minnesota back in 99 with Joe Smith. So if it is true, Steve, some serious penalties coming down.
Whoa. Yeah, big time.
Hey, man, as far as this offseason, What is your expectations, man, with this? And by the way, this team, I've seen a lot of stuff saying that we are now a sleeper team. I kind of like that, being a team that maybe can eke in a fourth spot. I mean, a guaranteed locked-in playoff spot. I think with the moves you guys made in the offseason, as a Hawks fan, I think that's what we should expect.
Well, look, I love all the positivity. I'm not sure how anybody's going to know anything till we hit the court and, you know, and everything starts. But, hey, man, after, you know, some of the ideas we've gone through with you, Mike, you know, spinning the wheel of draft picks and several other ideas.
For those that are new to the show, the idea is
you're feeling good.
The idea, Day-Day, was you're sitting in a certain seat. You get to come down and maybe you play point guard in the fourth quarter.
Exactly. So if we've moved past the fans playing, right. I'm feeling pretty good. You know, our guys are playing well in the Euro. I never thought I'd be watching Euro basket highlights.
Right.
But, you know, Porzingis has been playing really, really well. And Risa Shea looks like a different player.
Yeah, he does. I mean,
so please, look, everybody, tune into your Euro highlights, Euro basket highlights.
From 1 year, right? And this is the thing. We're talking with Steve Kuenning, guys, Hawks CEO. We'll get his thoughts on the Dogs and their start to the season. They get Austin Peay tomorrow. We'll also talk about the Falcons who start their season on Sunday. But from 1 year, from rookie year to the second year, Steve, you usually see a big jump with these top, you know, draft picks. If they are who we think they are, right? You see them get better. He's doing the work. I saw something earlier this summer, and I'm sure you saw it too, where Jalen was out there. I think he was working out in L.A. somewhere, and it was like Jalen's putting in this work, and there was people in the background, and I want to say one of those guys is LeBron or somebody. Bottom line is our young guys are doing the things necessary to try to get better, and that's the thing that I really appreciate.
Yeah, I was over at our practice facility on Wednesday, and Jalen was working out, and wow, he is huge, you know, which is not something that, you know, we've really had as that physical presence. So I'm very excited that we're going to have, you know, size, length, and physicality, because I think that's a super important part of winning basketball today. And, We got a deep roster. I mean, Ansi Sawa has done, again, on paper, a remarkable job, and super thankful. So I can't wait for the season to get here. And, you know, guys, get your tickets. Those 10-game stack packs are a great way to, you know, split up games, keep the dollars down with your friends, but go see some great basketball. So I'm really excited about the season. We're getting close to being sold out, so I want people to get their tickets so everybody can enjoy the games.
It's our man Steve Kuenning, guys, Hawks CEO, as we're live here at Atlantic Station getting ready for football season with a big Dirty Bird rally. Speaking of football, Steve, and for those who are new to the show, we get new listeners every day, Steve was a big TV executive at Turner and TBS and TNT before he made the transition to being in the NBA. Steve, I guess, was it inevitable that the NFL Network, and again, a lot of misinformation, it was not ESPN's decision. The NFL decided to put some commercial content onto their Red Zone broadcast, which for some folks is the only way they consume the NFL on weekends. Was that just an inevitability, and you think we'll see more commercialization, even more spots during games?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a TV network, you got to pay for this stuff. And one of the ways you pay for it is through distribution fees and advertising. I got a kick out of a 7-hour Red Zone broadcast that was going to have 1 minute of commercials, and you would have thought somebody, you know, did something really, really horrible. I think 5 years from now, that broadcast will have double digits minutes worth of advertising. I think that's the way it has to go, because the cost of this, you just saw the Giants yesterday sell a piece of equity in their team for $10 billion valuation. Think about that. Forbes where the Falcons are valued at $8 billion. I think we'll be close to $5 billion when those come out. And media drives a lot of that. Yeah, I think there's going to be commercials because, unfortunately, I think that's the best economic way for us not to be paying monstrous subscription fees. You know, tonight is a free game on YouTube, which really should be interesting.
Right.
Should be really interesting. And, you know, we talked about Kalshi. Have you either one of y'all gone on there?
No, well,
we did that night.
I can't lie to you. Yes, we did. Yes.
All right, well, obviously you didn't win when you went on.
Well, no, it was just, it was such a shocker, I think, to Mike and I and the listeners saying,
right,
this is legal?
It's legalized gambling basically under the pretense of betting on futures. So it's like a Wall Street sort of
commodity
business
futures.
Model. Right, commodity futures.
Yep. I'm looking, I'm at home, I just got home a little while ago, and I got in the mail a flyer from Underdog. It says, gambling is legal in your state, play now. And I'm like, really? I spend half my time down at the state capitol, and they yell at me a lot.
Right. It's something we've talked about with Steve. We've had the different representatives that have tried to run it up the flagpole, and this year for guys that want legalized sports gambling. We're not even talking about brick-and-mortar buildings. We're just talking about being able to get on your phone and use an app.
True.
And we would think you would make the benefactors, I guess, the Hope Scholarship, however they want to do it. But we can't even get it out of committee. So that's why I know it seems like Steve.
You get it out of committee, and now it's legal in our state, according to my mail.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, I just saw, and maybe she posted this maybe yesterday. I think it's 20 hours ago, but I'm talking about Caitlin Clark. She's done for the season. And we know what an impact she's had on the WNBA. And so she put out there, I hope to share better news and a better update, but I will not be returning to play this season. Steve has got like 85,000 likes, and people are all, you know, as many views as you can imagine, because she is beloved already. But the league isn't the same without her, right? I mean, we know this, and we've already seen how it looks. She says it's been incredibly frustrating to not be able to come back. And she says she did some work and tried to make it back, but she just couldn't. And now she says it's time to close out the season. So, your thoughts on that?
Look, a lot of people spin this stuff, but here's the facts. She's out. The ratings are down almost 60%. She played. We had opening night with the Dream in our building, complete sellout. The second game against Indiana, you know, did fine, but it was in College Park, which is a, you know, much smaller building. Caitlin Clark is a transformative star. I mean, she hangs out with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And,
right, you know,
she's an A-level star. And it's, now, the league's still doing great and it's growing, but she is a driver of it. So I hope she gets better. She won't be playing in the playoffs. So all the stories will turn negative about WNBA playoff ratings, you know, tank. And it's, you know, a good product, and hopefully there's more stars that emerge. But she's unbelievable. I mean, she's Michael Jordan from a ratings perspective. She absolutely is.
Right. It's that casual fan that, you know, moves the meter, which some of her fellow players just don't seem to understand. And can you really see them striking? Because it seems just they're getting some traction and things are starting to pop for the league and the valuations of the franchises. It seems like that would be the worst possible thing. You hearing anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because sometimes success is the worst enemy you can have. The idea that Caitlin Clark made $76,000 her rookie year is kind of outrageous for the value that she brought. So I do think there has to be fairness in player compensation, and I do think you have to grow the league. And that's a definite balance that a lot of these owners are going to have to figure out. We do not own the Dream. They're independently owned. They are terrific people, and they do a really, really good job. But, you know, it's still not a profitable business. So, there's that conundrum.
There is. Steve Coonan, Falcons, excited for the season?
I'm very excited for the season. You know, I can't stand that quarterbacks don't play in the preseason anymore. Patrick Mahomes does.
I
don't understand it. You know, you could see that the quarterback play last night in the Philadelphia-Dallas game were shades of brilliance and shades of, maybe you should have taken some snaps in preseason. So I hope Penix, who only has 4 career starts, is ready to go, because we're going to live and die on him.
Yep, and it's going to be a big battle, and we talked about the Bucks. We're going to give you the updates on the injuries coming up next segment. Steve, man, have a great weekend, man, and looks like the dogs will be okay.
Hey.
And we'll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big matchup next week.
I think we can take Austin Peay. Let's go, Hawks. Don't pee.
Steve Coonan, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. You too. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hobnob. The energy is picking up because more and more people are making their way down here for the Dirty Bird Rally at Atlantic Station. All right, coming up, Falcon Report. What's Raheem Morris saying about Darnell Mooney? Also, Bijan Robinson comparing the matchups, the two wins last year, and what he expects to do Sunday against this Bucks team. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.